This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Some news with Steve Ann Allen and Eric McIlroy. Ripping you a news one.
Well, good morning. Hello. Welcome to Some News on FUBAR Radio. I'm Stephen Allen, joined today with, as ever, as mainly ever, Eric McIlroy. Ooh. And this is the show where we look at some news stories and sometimes maybe aim towards jokes. There'll be some news stories that we will not be doing jokes about. For example,
with Hillary Clinton under FBI investigation for her handling of emails, one attorney claims she wouldn't face jail time because she's too big. Prison officials have said they could cope with her size, offering special reinforced cells.
Oh, lovely. Well, in America, that's what they need these
days. Yeah, they've got plenty of room for
it. The Express had the headline, quickest way to lower blood pressure. Didn't read the article, but it's open a vein, isn't it? It's just simple as that. I'm not a doctor, but I'd say do that. Go for that.
The Labour leader, Jeremy Corbyn, has criticised the shedload of money which the government spends on remembering the First World War. Rather than a shed load, he says it would be much easier to just use a debit card because it's lighter.
Smaller than a shed.
Yeah.
Good point, well made. Now that red meat is now classified as dangerous as arsenic, people are asking, who's eating arsenic these days? Mm-hmm. I've looked into it. It's only people who really piss off the waiter.
I love a good arsenic. Tory MP...
I'm going to tell you right there. When you say it, it does sound like a small cut in your bottom. Oh,
arsenic. Tory MP James... Tory MP James Cleverly admits to smoking marijuana and watching online porn. He claims he only did it to connect with his Essex constituents.
Oh, you're not having to go at the Essex, are you?
As the person...
As the person who often contributes to the Romford Recorder, page 6, the newspaper column that's now been retitled The Steve Allen Column. Boom! It's not just me, just in there. They've worked out what my name is.
They dropped the N.
They've dropped the... Yeah, that's true. Have you finished that joke?
I finished that joke.
I've got one more.
I got one more.
The government may be backtracking on the Snoopers Charter, where authorities will be able to see everything you do online, which is a shame. It's the only way anyone's going to read my blog.
Good luck with that. Cheers. Nations around the globe have sent their condolences to Russia after they lost an airplane.
Uh-oh.
The Malaysian government called Putin directly and said...
And those are the stories we will not be doing jokes about today as we head into the show. There's only one person who can work out how to save this. It's Amanda.
I've worked out for me today, haven't I?
Hell yeah.
Morning.
Hello.
Hi. Who's hello. Well, we've got lots coming up on today's show. Mm-hmm. We've got a real life... Well, actually, first of all, how many planets are there in the solar system?
Oh, let's throw that to Eric first.
Eric.
8.
I think, has it been back up to 9? I think Pluto got reclassified back as a planet.
Are they in? Are they out? It's not the hokey pokey, for Christ's sake. It's
the hokey what? Sorry?
The what?
Hey. The hokey
pokey.
Are you going to tell him or shall I?
I think we just leave it.
Okay, hokey let's pokey. Just leave that.
Okay.
Anyway, you're both wrong. There are more planets in the solar system than we've previously thought. And that's because they're hiding. They are actually hiding. They don't want us to see them. But we found them. Yeah, I know. Yeah, if they don't want to be found. So we're going to have an astrophysicist on anyway, a real life astrophysicist who is going to let us know, how these planets have managed to keep hidden for so long. Because they would have been hidden for quite a long time.
I guess for a long time, unless they've been recently created. It's nice to get someone on who's an expert. I mean, astrophysics, all very well, but it's not rocket science.
Okay, I could try and get a rocket scientist.
No, I think it's kind of similar. Classic Newtonian physics.
In America, we say hokey pokey. You might say hokey pokey.
Have you just flipping
Googled
this?
Are you still on
that? Googled this because I've got paranoid now. I've been here too long, and you're mocking me.
So how long have you?
America,
you've got children, right?
I can play it now, if you want.
Just because it happens in America does not make it right.
Or real.
I'm playing it.
Look, all I'm saying is if your ancestors would have manned up and paid their tax, you'd be doing the okie cokie.
We'll talk about paying tax later.
What's this fangled version of the hokey co...
What are you doing?
Hokey pokey, motherfuckers.
Well, so, I think we've been not proved wrong in any way. You're well done. Yeah. You found something on the internet that says hokey pokey. I can't believe if you search for hokey pokey, there must be... You must be mainly porn. You found the one non-porn.
Yes.
Your safe filters must be working.
She doesn't have any clothes on, but that's not the point.
You don't know. She just put her right arm in. That's all we know. Too much. 2 weeks. You're never getting that watch back.
Well, it's getting hot. It's getting hot in here. It's getting hot in here.
Do you know, I was going to say, do you want me to put the air conditioning on?
Because
I realised
we could do this when we're playing a song, probably.
Yeah,
I'll do it in a minute. I'll do the air conditioning in a minute. There's some Febreze over there as well. I don't know who put that there or why it's needed, but I'll have a I'll squirt that around as well before
I
leave the
room. That's the second half of the show.
So we are real-life astrophysicists, so enough of this nonsense, because we've got somebody clever on later.
Can I play the song for him?
Yeah, I'm sure that would go down well.
I'll tell you who could play the song for. Mm-hmm. The guy from the Daily Alternative, Patrick.
Yep. Oh,
his second name is a mystery. So he can maybe tell us which one's the conspiracy.
The hokey-cokey
or the hokey-pokey, which came first.
Yeah.
All right, well,
the cokey or the pokey.
Because there's all that, the big hokey-pokey lobbyists. There's a lot of money behind the hokey-pokey, and they're just putting it in to try and remove the original hokey-cokey, and it's all about conspiracy theories.
I can tell when you're mocking me.
Chemtrails.
So anyway, we'll be hearing from Patrick later on as well. Also, how do you guys like to luxuriate? What would you class as yourself? Would you think, I'm going to treat myself? What would you buy yourself to treat yourself?
Mm. Interesting.
I would. Being here is the treat that I appreciate. Oh, being nice. Ridiculed for my heritage.
Yeah. I'd say it's going to be food related, isn't it?
Yeah,
get myself something nice. Go uptown, get myself something nice.
Pasty?
Like a pasty.
I was thinking pasty as well. I was definitely thinking something pastry coated.
I'm going to see your pasty and raise you Five Guys burger. No, gourmet burger place burger.
Kitchen.
No one else is going with you on the burger.
I take you go there alone. If you're going to make noises like that.
Wowzers.
So, Eric, you don't buy yourself anything, you know, to kind of, you know, maybe a bit of aftershave or a nice bubble bath.
Aftershave? No. Like a nice movie.
What do you do if you treat yourself? So, a movie, how else do you treat yourself?
Poorly.
Hey.
You should let us do that for you.
You guys do a good job. A nice snack, nice drink, nice movie. Time with my wife and children who are listening probably.
Okay, so.
Well,
how do you treat yourself?
Half the population every month get to luxuriate in a box of tampons, sanitary towels. I mean, it's so...
Oh, they luxury.
Luxurious.
This is what...
So luxurious.
You know when the advert's on at the moment for the new Milk Tray Man, where someone dresses up all smart?
No.
And, do you know the Milk Tray Man?
I know
adverts?
Of him, yes.
There's a new advert on where they're trying to find someone to be the new Milk Tray Man.
Oh, really?
And I always thought, if you want to give luxury, give a box of tampons. So that's what I do. Dress up in the black turtleneck.
That's a brilliant idea.
All because the lady loves... bleeding.
And she just thinks that's really handy. Now I've got those in the cupboard because I'm definitely going to need them.
And don't get me wrong, you know, sometimes like this is a cliche, if you buy a gift for someone, if you buy someone dinner, you're expecting something. I just want to say, right now, if I buy a woman a box of tampons, no strings attached.
Well, you know, life is like a box of tampons.
Well, I hope I'm not oversharing slightly, but I had to go to the supermarket over the weekend on a break from another place from work. And I had to buy a present for a friend, and I decided to get them a large bottle of Jack Daniels because that is their drink of choice.
But it's less absorbent. I wouldn't put it there.
Well, yes, you would, yeah. But, you know, it numbs some pain, perhaps. But I went to the supermarket and I bought a large bottle of Jack Daniels, 20 tampons and an apple. Looked like I was going to have a brilliant lunch hour. So luxurious.
What did you need the apple for?
Soak up the Jack Daniels.
I think if anything can soak things up.
But anyway, I guess you guys are going to be discussing the...
It's the way only two men can.
Yeah, I'll look forward to hearing
it. Because it is
that.
Down to men. I mean, that's who voted on it, really, is the men. Because there are proportionally more men in Parliament. So could think there's maybe a conspiracy going
on. Although, proportionally more women in the world. So who's the minority, really?
Ooh.
Hmm?
I tell you what, I'm about to make you the majority. I'm gonna leave you guys to it. I'm going to put on the air conditioning for you before I go, though. It's really hot in here. I'm going to have to...
It's getting hot in here.
Yeah.
Don't finish that song at all. No one needs that mental image.
Anyway, have a good show. Yeah.
Thanks very much. Cheers. So, Eric, before we crack on, is there any news from your life we need to be covering?
Nope.
Let's do this.
Some news with Steve Allen and Eric McIlroy. News the way it shouldn't be done.
So we are...